This sounds like a really ambitious budget in terms of what the government expects of the public sector. They're expected to be agile, innovative, smart, productive, modern, mobile, and yet they're meant to be continuing to maintain some low numbers in terms of employees in the sector, while departmental expenses are growing and the total number is about 167,000 employees. They're still close to the lowest in the decade, and that's still down 15,000 or so jobs since 2013.
You sound a little bit sceptical. I can detect that tone in your voice. So could you give me an example of what exactly this kind of mismatch, where is this happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So before, David was talking a little bit about some of the work around tax enforcement. So the government has highlighted a raft of different initiatives, and it seems there's going to be a pretty heavy burden on the Australian Tax Office. Those tax guys are going to be having to like tackle the black economy with those mobile strike teams, better audit, like an audit presence. They're going to have to target industries with high tax evasion. They're going to be combating illegal tobacco crops. There's going to be a whole host of money laundering limits. There's going to be initiatives around tax system integrity. They're going to be restructuring an R&D tax incentive. Yet their staffing levels are only indicated to lift by 41 people.
That doesn't quite add up.
No, it doesn't. And by the government's own records, this difference is probably likely to come from external contractors. In just the last 12 months, the ATO has spent over $382 million on temporary personnel. So this use of private contractors is likely to come under closer scrutiny. The Turnbull government announced a review of the public service on the weekend, and there's also a parliamentary inquiry underway.
So they're cutting spending for these areas, but they want them to do more work.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, there was also a mention of improving government services through digital transformation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of buzzwords flying about here. Could you tell us about this?
Yeah. So the other way they're going to keep the government sector small is they're going to go digital. So an example, the Department of Human Services, they're set to lose what seems to be 1,280 people. And it seems this is going to be part of the way they're going to achieve this is they're going to roll out the next stage of the welfare payment infrastructure transformation, and they're going to replace Centrelink's current platform. So they've already done this with Youth Allowance and AusStudy, but they're expecting to shift the payments to job seekers, older Australians, carers, people with disabilities online, so creating more automated claims for assessments and payment processes.